Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate, plus 2x points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Baseball Insiders. I am Adam Weiner, joined as always by fan-sided MLB insider Robert Murray. Over the holiday weekend, the Blue Jays got Anthony Santander across the finish line. What is next for Toronto, and should they even be bothering considering the Los Angeles Dodgers have added everyone else available this offseason? Roky Sasaki, Tanner Scott, it would seem Kirby Yates. Jack Flaherty made some comments on it that I think fans of other teams probably would not like, but he's not wrong, but he's kind of wrong. We will talk about LA and the rampage they're going on, adding to the bullpen now, plus a cryptic Alex Cora tweet, Robert Murray's notebook, and more from your questions. Robert, it is 1 o'clock on a Wednesday, Eastern time. That is when we do this. 3:30 Monday, 3:30 Friday. 1 o'clock midweek show. Thank you for joining me, and thanks everybody for popping into the comments. We see you, and get your questions in because we'll answer them.
No, for sure. I'm excited to be back here. We had an extended break. Got to watch the Eagles beat the Rams. That was good. The Eagles are in the NFC Championship game. Life is good. Tim Anderson is now on the Los Angeles Angels, according to Bob Nightingale, which I have no reason to doubt that report. So good job by Bob breaking that one. We got a lot to talk about today. We got rumors all over Twitter. We've got stuff happening with the Dodgers, who are seemingly never stopping. Kind of crazy, but I'm excited to break it all down. Adam Weinrib, how was your extended weekend? What is new? How are we doing?
It was good. I was sitting on that Tim Anderson scoop for like 4 days. No, I wasn't. Good job by Bob Nightingale getting that. Extended weekend was fun. I watched the games as well. Found a local spot. I'll tell you off pod. Anyone can DM me if you want a good spot to watch a Championship Sunday and you're in the New York, New Jersey metro area. I got one for you. But yeah, good games, good sports. Even the national championship on Monday wasn't so bad. And here it was bad for a while, but it wasn't so bad. And that Monday morning, we awoke to Anthony Santander finally finalizing something that I think we'd long suspected with the Blue Jays. We are definitely going to start there, but want to note first, everybody, if you are not a member of the Baseball Insiders, you have not hit join below this video. So you hit subscribe, that's the first step. You hit join, you can get a link to our Discord. You join the Rumor Mill tier or the All-Star tier. You can chat with Robert and I between shows, private Q&As with Robert in the All-Star channel. I even do them sometimes, but if your response is, why would I want that, then I'll stop doing them. But I do sometimes. I'm in there. You can join in. You get priority responses in this chat to your questions if you are an all-star. We'd love to see more of you. See some Discorders in there already. Subscribe to the Moonshot as well. That's our weekly baseball email newsletter where the fan-sided MLB team, including Robert Murray, who is in fact on this call, break down all the biggest stories in the big leagues with humor, insight, and behind-the-scenes info. So now, some of that behind-the-scenes info. Santander, people have been, you know, ridiculing him as a free agent option all offseason because that's what we do now with guys who hit for, you know, high power, low average, low OBP, low defensive value. We're wondering how he's going to be valued. 5 years, $92.5 million to Toronto with an escalator that could take it up to, I believe, $110 million. I mean, 6 years, a lot of years. That's a big chunk of commitment. But we know that the Blue Jays have to overpay a little bit to bring talent in. And this doesn't even really seem like an overpay. This kind of feels like market value for a guy who is very good. The baseline is a very good hitter to put in your lineup, especially we've talked a lot in previous episodes about, ooh, how are they going to entice Vlad Guerrero Jr. to stay? That's a move. And I think we suspect that they're probably not done. So Toronto fans got the I'm sorry Toronto tweet from Jeff Passan last week. And since then, there's been a significant addition. Jeff Hoffman's there and more movement in the market. So what can you tell us about how Santander landed in Toronto and what else may be coming?
Yeah, the Blue Jays, they've been aggressively pursuing like big names for the last couple off seasons, obviously with Shohei Ohtani, with Juan Soto, with some others, and they came up empty. And they identified Santander as a real target for them. early in this offseason, and he was a player that they really liked. They aggressively pursued him, and they eventually got this deal done. And I've seen people give him flack for giving him $92.5 million. I'm not going to be among that camp. Like, he is a flawed player, don't get me wrong, but he's also coming off of a season where he's hit 40 plus homers. He's a great power threat. And he's going to be a real boost to that lineup. And I think that was a job well done by that front office. And there's also deferred money in it too, which brings down the present day dollar value of that contract. And I think at the end of the day, it was a good contract for them. It added some pop to that lineup. And if you look at the Blue Jays now, they're not done. They are interested in Max Scherzer, and they are interested in Pete Alonso. And I don't know if getting both is possible. I mean, they like both. They've had conversations with both. Both are represented by Scott Boras. And in Scherzer's case, if you look at it, he's at the stage of his career where he's going to want to end up being a winner. And if you look at that Blue Jays team right now, they have pieces there for sure, but I don't know if there's enough necessarily to convince Scherzer or any player at that stage of their career that they are going to be like a legitimate World Series threat. So if I'm Scherzer, I would be, in order to seriously consider the Blue Jays here, I would have to see them add another bat in addition to Santander. Like, Santander is a good start, but if you're able to get a guy, I don't know, like a Pete Alonso or another option, Toronto becomes an increasingly enticing spot for a guy like Scherzer. Again, I don't know if both is possible. They do like both of those players, but we'll see what ends up happening. But Ross Atkins has gotten a lot of flack this offseason. You know what? Rightfully so. Like, it's been a rough, actually, the last two winters for him. But if he's able to go out and get Jeff Hoffman, if he's able to go out and get Anthony Santander, if he's able to go out and get one of, maybe both of Max Scherzer or Pete Alonso, then you could have Toronto fans singing his praises. It's a lot to ask for. Again, I don't know if getting both is possible, but both are on their radars. They're trying. And you know what? In an offseason where we're not seeing many teams not name the Los Angeles Dodgers try, I respect the absolute hell out of that.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it might be the most expensive Max Scherzer contract of all time, because it might be 13 years, $520 million, because you got to pay Vlad Jr. too to entice him to be there. But who knows? Either way, it's a great shout, and lots of people in the comments bringing up other names, bringing up other teams. I've definitely seen a little jerks and Profar Toronto chatter too. Shai Davidi had some stuff on that the other day, at least made the connection. We have an Angels question early in the chat about, hey, Pete Alonso and the Angels, Profar and the Angels. And it's just ironic, because both of these names have been at least bandied about with the Blue Jays this week. Ben Nichols and Smith went as far as to say it this morning, I believe, that Alonso is someone the Jays want. And hey, he has reason to believe Alonso might want to be there as well. So is this a situation where the Angels can clean up whichever of these two players the Blue Jays do not ultimately come to terms with? Or are the Angels and Blue Jays in similar markets right now?
I don't necessarily know if they're in similar markets necessarily, because I don't think Pete Alonso is a real like strong option for the Angels. I think the Blue Jays are like an option for Alonso at this point. But as far as the Angels go, they have poked around the offensive side this winter, even after getting Jorge Soler. Even when at the GM meetings, I believe it was, Perry ended up mentioning to me that he was looking for another power batter, that he was open to it at least. So you wonder if a guy like Jerks and Profar could end up making some sense there. But I've heard a bunch of different teams connected to Profar. And we even saw yesterday that the Astros and Blue Jays got linked to Profar. I believe it was Mark Feinsand who ended up linking those two. Mm-hmm. So he's got a strong market. It's going to be a robust market for a guy like Profar. I don't know if the Angels are going to have the appetite to give him the contract that he's going to eventually go get. But I think if the opportunity presented itself, then I could see the Angels like dipping into the offensive side. I just don't necessarily know how likely it is at this point. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's currently what I got for you right now.
We do appreciate the question and definitely keep chiming in. And obviously, if you're in the All-Star chat, let us know. We'll answer your questions as well. Adam B.
One other thing. Sorry, mm-hmm. I wanted to say this. I can confidently say, though, the Angels do know they need to get another bat. I just don't necessarily know how they're going to end up doing that.
And it's not Tim Anderson, although it is Tim Anderson, but that's not another bat that we're talking about.
No, exactly. Yeah, I don't think they're going to stop at Tim Anderson. That would be kind of a pretty weak follow up to Solaire, but we'll see what they end up doing here.
Yeah, thank you for the question. And T-Pain, I got a shout out in the All Star channel. Also, did want to ask if anything had changed for the Angels since the Santander signing. So hopefully that answered your question as well. Adam B here in the chat asked, in response to our discussion of the Blue Jays, is there an AL team that are clear World Series favorites? And it's a good point. Unfortunately, there is an NL team that are very clear World Series favorites. So right now, the best that the Blue Jays can do is also the best that the Yankees can do, and the Astros and the Red Sox and the Orioles. And that is be the American League favorites and give yourself a chance, but you're not going to be able to crack that top tier of the betting market because the Phillies are strong. The Braves are strong. The Mets have added Juan Soto and went to the NLCS last year. And, oh, yeah, there's a team in Los Angeles that brought in Roky Sasaki, I think as many of us suspected they would. They finalized that deal on Friday. And then in response to that outcry of people saying, well, that's too much. You're too rich. You're buying too many people. You got to stop trying to get better. Just don't do the things that you're doing. They went, totally get it. I think we've gone too far this time. We're going to lay low for a while. We're only going to sign Tanner Scott and also Kirby Yates. And then people were like, whoa, wait, did you say it? And they were like, yeah, sorry, 4 years, 72 mil Tanner Scott. Kirby Yates deal not finalized, still pending, it would seem, but they're shopping Ryan Brazier, and that guy is good and not a cheap deal. But sorry, buddy, can't make the Dodgers. Not good enough. All we do is get all-stars. So fans are upset, and we've now, I think, reached the point in the discourse where you're getting backlash to the backlash, as Bo Burnham once famously said. Like, people are angry. People are being told, don't be angry. You know, your team could do this too. You should be mad at your owner for not spending. Jack Flaherty said, a certain team is not ruining baseball. A lot of other teams are just doing very little. It's true. Everyone is mad at their ownership, though. But I still think it's fair for fans of other teams to be upset seeing the way the Dodgers are vacuuming up this market. Because the bottom line is, they do have inherent advantages that other teams do not have. From the Shohei Ohtani contract, no other superstar would be able to take quite so many deferrals and be quite so selfless because of his marketing power. The relationships that Shohei Ohtani has and the Dodgers ownership group in general, there are not many ownership groups that look like that. So from me, kudos to the Dodgers for taking advantage of all of the loopholes and angles that they have, but I'm never going to tell anyone, hey, don't be upset with the Dodgers, because it's your right. They're doing something you can't and you can be jealous of.
No, for sure. And there's been a wide ranging of opinions going on with exactly what the Dodgers are doing. From my own stance, I applaud them. I think what they have done is they've been aggressive. They have assembled a team that is, to me, as talented as any team in baseball history. Obviously, you got to go out on the field and perform because it's different on the field rather than on paper. But they are just, they're a juggernaut. There's no other way of putting it. As far as do I think this is fair, what they're doing is well within the rules. This is not illegal. It's not against the rules. I have no issue with it. That being said, do I think this is going to be a big focal point in the next CBA? Yeah, because like you hear some of these other teams, like especially the small market teams, it's like they're going to have to, they're hoping that something ends up happening where it becomes more competitively balanced, because that's going to be really how these small market teams kind of stand a chance. And it's just, I feel bad for the other teams. And like the thing is that you, I lost my train of thought, but it's the current reality. The Dodgers are just, they're built to win now. They're built to win long-term. And it's very impressive. As far as what they got going next, I don't anticipate they're done. As Bob said, I could see them trading a guy like Ryan Brazier, who's got a $4.5 million salary this year. And they're also, you got to figure they're going to go out and re-sign Clayton Kershaw. They're probably going to end up, I shouldn't say probably, but you would think they're going to be in the market for a guy like Kike Hernandez again, because he's a perfect fit for that offense, especially in the infield there after trading Gavin Lux. So I don't think the Dodgers are done by any means, but what they've done is just it's madly impressive. And Drew, I see you, buddy. I see you. You're frustrated about the Dodgers. You're even more frustrated about your Padres. If you watched all offseason, you knew this was coming with the Padres, that it was going to be a very quiet and slow winter. I wouldn't rule out more moves for the – or I wouldn't rule out a move from the Padres.
Zing.
But, yeah, it's yeah, this was always going to be the reality, that the Padres were going to have a pretty quiet offseason considering they did not have that big a payroll flexibility. And the Dodgers, meanwhile, they've seemingly are printing money in LA and recruiting everyone and building a team where everyone in baseball kind of wants to go there at this point.
Yeah, the Dodgers operating like a 36-man active roster. MLB is going to do an investigation and be like, oh, actually, after looking into the Dodgers finances, it seemed they had 34 players active all year. Oops, we wish we would have caught that. But it does, it's a strange time for baseball where the Dodgers are doing this. And like the comments noted, Kurt Yates was on the open market for months and nobody in silence. And then the Dodgers said, okay, yeah, we can do that. Let's do that too. And you've got people cheering, sell the team at Pirates Fest. You got Cubs fans booing Cubs ownership for saying they're not in Alex Bregman's market. Like, tensions are rising across baseball as Dodgers fans celebrate, you know, more loudly than ever that they're just making move after move. So I do think you're right that there's probably going to be some tension moving forward the next time that there is some sort of labor chatter. And we've never, it's been what, I don't think I've ever seen labor peace in my lifetime. So I definitely didn't expect there to be just stability and handshakes the next time things came up for debate. But this definitely is not making things easy.
No, I don't know what's more likely, labor peace or the Cowboys being good. I think both of them are pretty unlikely. So
Brian Schottenheimer, though, that's probably the right man for the job.
Yeah, at least it's not Kellen Moore. That's all I got to say. Jalen Hurts needs some consistency at his offensive coordinator spot. But I digress. Let's get back to baseball talk.
We can. Yeah, it's a good time. And it's a good time to talk about one of my favorite things, a mysterious emoji. Alex Cora during the national championship game. Everyone's watching Ohio State, Notre Dame, maybe a little comeback in the second half. Notre Dame established the run early, but then got tired. I think the quarterback was puking wind on the sideline. Didn't look good. Cora tweets a check mark during the game and then just says nothing else. So just a green check mark. And every Red Sox fan follows Alex Cora. And they're like, what's this green check mark? Alex Bregman, when are we going to hear more about this green check mark? And Alex Cora is a huge troll. And 36 hours later, we have heard absolutely nothing. So we know the Red Sox are in the Bregman market. We know there are maybe some people in the Red Sox camp who are more in favor than others. We know Bregman's still out there. So is Pete Alonso. Pitching trades also on the table. Tristan Casas, what's his future? I mean, plenty of moves left in the Red Sox checkbook, so to say. But right now, all we have is a check mark. So what are you hearing about Boston, if anything? And Alex Cora got to be the number one troll in Major League Baseball at this point, regardless of the outcome here.
Yeah, I checked on Cora's tweet.
Checked.
And I see. Thank you for acknowledging that. I did not get anything back to suggest that anything was imminent by any means. So maybe he was talking about the Chase Shugart trade. I don't know. Maybe he was a couple days late. I have no idea. But as far as the Bregman pursuit goes, like they have interest. They've had interest. But I did not get the sense that anything was imminent there as of yesterday. I mean, things can obviously change. But I did not get the sense that anything was imminent there. But that being said, a team like the Detroit Tigers, they have long been connected to Bregman this offseason. We saw Evan Petzold report yesterday that they were at a standstill, that there was no progress there. So if there's ever an opportunity for a team like the Red Sox or even another squad up there to jump into the Bregman sweepstakes and go out and get him, you would think now or closer at the spring training time is when they could have that opportunity to pounce. But with the Tigers at a standstill and the Red Sox seemingly not being close, and you never know what the Astros exactly what they could do. I believe I saw a clip of Joe Espada not ruling out a return to Houston for Bregman. I might be making that up. If so, I'd be looking like a huge idiot.
AI Joe Espada.
Yeah, that would be a tough scene. But you don't know exactly who could end up like coming into the sweepstakes here for Bregman, which leaves the door open for any team or maybe even the Red Sox to go out and get him. So we'll see. But the real news for here with Bregman is that his market just kind of just remains a mystery at this point.
And I know the Red Sox are putting out green City Connect jerseys too, maybe green check mark. We're saying we live in green world now. That's what Alex Cora is doing. I don't know. Green check, green monster just continues to add to Red Sox lore. We will obviously continue to check in on that market and hopefully get back to you all.
No, for sure. And I'll also address the common question here in the chat. Mr. Cheddar Assman and Kenny Cuevas, you're both asking about Alonso and the Mets here. I have nothing new to report there. I can confidently say that I have nothing new to report. So the Jays are interested in Alonso. They've had conversations. To my knowledge, I don't think anything is close there. But yeah, that's currently where it stands right now.
We do appreciate the join late, Kenny, and the super chat, and as well, Mr. Assman. Thank you so much for weighing in as well. Happy to help.
Yeah, hopefully, is any relation to the ass man on Seinfeld? What was it?
The proctologist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Kramer's license plate. Fusilli Jerry. Yeah, it's a big episode for proctology. We appreciate your comment, of course. Want to get to the questions in the chat, and Ryan Garcia, thank you for re-upping this because I was going to ask this. You asked about maybe the Yankees and Ha-Seong Kim earlier. There was, I don't know, I think it was one of those aggregators, but tweeted about Ha-Seong Kim and the Yankees earlier this week. It's an interesting fit for a team that does not have a final infield solution either and has been connected to, you name it, they've been connected to them, whether they play second or third primarily. Paul DeJong, Brendan Rodgers, Jorge Polanco, you know, we're just throwing out these names with the Yankees at this point. Ha-Seong Kim, maybe not someone who will start opening day on the active roster of whoever signs him. Some chatter about the Giants and Ha-Seong Kim earlier in the comments as well. Whatever team ends up agreeing to a deal with him, and the reason his market probably has not materialized. First of all, Alex Bregman's market hasn't materialized, so Kim's hasn't followed in its wake. But also there's an injury concern. But for a team like the Yankees that maybe is posturing or maybe is interested in evaluating Oswaldo Cabrera and seeing what they have in DJ LeMahieu and seeing what Oswald Peraza can contribute, maybe signing someone like Kim, who you know will be ready in a utility role by May, isn't the worst idea in the world. Of all the teams that can maybe withstand not getting him for a full season, maybe the Yankees are one of them. But curious if you're hearing anything about A, his market, and B, the Yankees' pursuits in this area in general.
Yeah, Ha-Seong Kim, he is another player whose market to me is a mystery at this point. I have not heard much here. I do think the Yankees make sense here for sure. I thought they've made sense for a good part of the offseason because they've been looking for another infielder, and he can play all over the place. And I think there's no real there's always going to be a place for a guy who is versatile and has the ability that Kim has. That being said, have I heard the Yankees connected to him? No, that does not mean that they're not in. I want to make that clear. That's just not something that's come across my desk, but I did see, I can't remember who the hell it was that tweeted it, about Kim and the Yankees the other day. But I checked, I sent texts, and I never heard anything back there. So I don't know what to make of that. But I think he makes sense for the Yankees. I think he makes sense for the Giants. Even after getting a guy like Willy Adames, just because they need a lot of help there in the infield. And one thing that Buster Posey did tell myself and other reporters at the winter meetings is that one of his big priorities is up the middle. So we'll see if they're willing to find a spot for him in San Francisco or elsewhere. But with his ability and his versatility, his market should be hot.
I will be in San Francisco in a month, by the way. My market is hot for restaurant recommendations. So if anybody in the chat is a native San Francisco person or you live there now, where are the burritos? Where should I go? Let me know. Pirates fans, when we opened the door to Q&As, they were by far the thirstiest. We got three Pirates news asks in a row. And I understand why, because there is still a vacancy in the outfield. They might be still looking for a platoon partner at first base for Spencer Horowitz too, but outfield glaring, they've been connected to anyone and everyone. So I know you've reiterated this for the folks in the Discord a bunch, but at this point, it really is just, hey, if you are someone who plays the outfield, that is your profession. The Pittsburgh Pirates will discuss your profession with you as we head towards the regular season, but they have a price point.
Exactly. I mean, I don't even know if I need to add anything at this point. Yeah, because the Pirates, they are looking for outfield help. That is no secret there whatsoever. If you can play outfield and you have a pulse, the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be interested in you. And that is why I've connected them to Verdugo. We saw Mark Feinsen connect them to Randall Grichuk. We've seen a lot of actually, hang on, let's see here. What do we got here?
Oh, hello.
I thought it was baseball stuff, but it was Adam Schefter breaking the Raiders as new GM.
Yeah, congrats. The Raiders have hired a GM I've never seen or heard of in my life. So best of luck to them.
Yeah. I mean, oh boy, what a team. But anyways, I have not heard of anything imminent there in Pittsburgh. But they are looking for outfield help. I do know that a player that they did actually have conversations with before he signed with the New York Yankees was actually Dom Smith. So that I can add that one as a player that the Pirates did like. Maybe that was their platoon option with Horwitz. I don't know. But that is something I can say.
Well, shout out to the Yankees for outfoxing the Pirates on Dom Smith. Yankees League, some are saying, comment saying I should go to Dumpling House in San Francisco. And I Googled it and this looks sick. So yes, I will be going there. Thank you for the rec. Seeing Red Sox bullpen options from LJP235. Obviously, we had connected them to Tanner Scott earlier in the offseason. We connected them to AJ Minter too. Dodgers go full out for Scott and the Mets grab Minter at somewhat of a discount. Righty feels more viable for the Red Sox than lefty, though, after they added Aroldis Chapman. Let Chris Martin go home. Not that surprising when you hear how badly he wanted to go to Texas, but any thoughts on the Red Sox and the relief market?
Yeah, I firmly expect them to add a reliever at this point. They were involved in Tanner Scott. They were not among the finalists there, or they weren't among the top two or top three teams, from what I've gathered. So they were not close to the bidding there. I don't know where that one report about them offering more came from, but that was not true.
Yeah, I think that's fake Blue Sky, it would seem.
Got it. Okay. I didn't know where exactly that one item coming from, but they have looked in the bullpen market. They've cast a pretty wide net there. I know one option that Chris Cotillo connected them was Phil Maton, but he's just one of many options that they're considering there. But at this point, I mean, you're down Tanner Scott, you're down Kirby Yates. There's still some pretty enticing options out there. You got Maton, you got David Robertson, you got Kelly Jensen. You got, what is it, Ryan Stanek. I mean, you got a bunch of different options here that they can end up considering. So there's still a wide range of options here. I mean, even if you want to go explore the trade market, a guy like Ryan Pressly is going to be out there too. So, I mean, there's a long list of options. So I do expect the Red Sox to go out and get one. They just have not done so quite yet.
And what about Paul Delivers? Appreciate you bringing this up. It seems like the Nolan Arenado trade rumors have died. Any insight? It was just a couple of days ago over the weekend that John Mozeliak said trading Arenado was plan A, B, and C for the Cardinals. And so it sounds like that's really their only plan. Good turn of phrase. Definitely something they intend to do. But we heard a couple of weeks ago the Red Sox were the last chance, and now we've heard nothing about them ever since. So seems like there may be more chances. The book remains open. The rest is still unwritten, as Natasha Bedingfield once said. Thoughts on the Nolan Arenado market at this point in time?
Yeah. As far as the John Mozeliak comments about trading Arenado being plan A, plan B, and plan C, what happened to like trying to posture publicly saying that, hey, like we're okay with like holding on to him?
Yeah. I wrote John Mozeliak's speech. I hope you liked it.
He did a great job, Adam.
Yeah.
There's no posturing here. Like they've made it a like crystal clear that they want to move on from Arenado and his contract, but he really holds all the power here, or most of the power, I should say, with his no trade clause that's already ended up preventing a deal from Houston happening. But his market was always going to be limited with that no trade clause and that huge salary of his. Like that was always going to be a huge obstacle and what made a trade really difficult here. And we saw Katie Wu say it about a month ago. I've echoed it throughout that it was probably going to be Red Sox or bust for Arenado. I'm not hopeful he's going to end up getting the solution that he wants. So he may have to get like he may have to kind of broaden his horizons a little bit. So we'll see. But yeah, it was always going to be very difficult for the Cardinals to move him. And this offseason has kind of really underscored that.
Yeah, TBH seems like bust at this moment in time, but appreciate the question. We'll obviously keep our eyes on it with less than a month to go before pitchers and catchers report. It's getting nuts, folks. We're getting close to the end. And anything, Robert, in your notebook at this point in time that we have not touched on this show?
Yeah, the team that finished the runner-up for Tanner Scott was indeed the Chicago Cubs, and they were aggressive in the bidding, and their final bid was 4 years for $66 million. And they like Scott. They identified him as a player who would be a real difference maker in the back end of the bullpen and really give them a solidified, strong option in the ninth inning, especially after what they ended up dealing with last year in the late innings and all the blown saves that they did end up having there. But they remain involved in the bullpen market. They are considering a wide range of options. We saw it this morning from Patrick Mooney and Sahadev and in Chicago. I'll even read off the names that they ended up listing off here for the Cubs, with Ryan Pressly, Kenley Jensen, David Robertson, Phil Maton, Ryan Stanek, and Brooks Raley. So those are just among the names that the Cubs are considering, according to Sahadev and Patrick Mooney. But Scott was a priority for the Cubs. They really liked him. They went to an uncomfortable range for them in terms of salary commitment and years for a reliever, which really shows that they wanted him. But 4 years for $66 million was not enough. And now Scott is with the Los Angeles Dodgers and what is just baseball's probably best super team at this point.
It's going to be fun for teams that actually do get to beat the Dodgers this year, though, and it will happen. And Dodgers fans will say you're celebrating it like it's your World Series. And then those fans will be like, yes, we are. And we don't care. It was still fun to do that. We appreciate everybody chiming in today in the comments. We will see you again right here Friday afternoon, 3:30 Eastern. More of your questions, hit us up in the Discord in between shows. We would love to see you there. That join button is right below the YouTube link. If you're here listening to the audio feed, though, too, you are also good people for a different reason. We love that. Rate, review us on all podcast platforms. We're everywhere. And we'll try to bring you some more great guests, great interviews, and obviously insight and information from the one and only Robert Murray as the offseason goes on. Robert, thank you for joining. Hopefully the green check mark is more than just Chase Shugart, but it's a good theory, and I do like it.
No, we'll see. But we will be back here on Friday for everybody, so I'm excited to see that. Excited to be here with you guys again, and let's get weird.
Friday is the day. NFC Championship is Sunday. Monday will either be psyched Robert Pod or depressed Robert Pod, whereas I'm kind of psyched. So either way, it's going to be a good one. We hope you join us on Friday. And then again, next week, when we'll be back on the Baseball Insiders. Until then, take care, everybody.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app. Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.